It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure. Like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for swap meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
That's me.
There
let's do
he
this.
Is. Let's do it. It's the swap meet here on the download. 312-981-7200. Greg Flam at DuPage Picker, both on Twitter and Facebook. Greg, good to see you, buddy.
Great to be here. Thanks.
All right. 312-9 lines already lighting up. 312-981-7200. Let's have some fun tonight. This is a segment where we evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, the junk you're about to throw out. And you said, you know what? If you're Jerry, Jerry's like, I've got these Longhorns. I got these saddles. What do I do with these saddles?
Right.
Well, you send them here, huh? Greg, each week you bring stuff in, and you've been on a Bears poster kick.
Yeah.
You got a classic, man. This is the classic.
Yeah, this is one of the iconic. Yep. Black and Blues Brothers. This is the original. I brought in the 70 seasons, was it, or 50 seasons one?
Yeah.
They actually cropped out, I think, a couple guys on that one and kind of blew up the center guys. But this one's the original. WGN sponsored, of course. Chevrolet. And
look at that. Look at that fake dirt on those pants.
Yeah, the fake dirt, the cut gloves I love on there.
This is the one, the Black and Blues Brothers, where they're all, Van Horn's got the briefcase.
Yep.
They're all wearing the fedoras.
And the sunglasses, of course.
The sunglasses. They are the Blues Brothers.
Yep.
Offensive line. You got a Bortz. You got a Thayer. You got a Hildenberg.
Yeah, you got
a Becker.
Andy Frederick. And who's this guy down here? Tom Andrews, some
classic backups.
That's right.
Jimbo Covert over on the right. There you go. I mean, because we've been talking a lot about just how fun it is that they've been all these Bears posters. We're still after the elusive Miami Heat. Or was it?
Vice, yeah.
Yeah, it was a Miami Vice, but it was like, what was it, Chicago Knights or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Where they're dressed like Crockett and Tubbs,
right.
McMahon and Peyton.
Yeah, I'm looking for that one. Also, the one I think McMahon's dressed up like an admiral or something like that in that white uniform.
And if you can find this one, too, it's the Nanny McPhee, Pernell McPhee poster where he's a nanny and he's got an apron on.
Okay.
And he's in the living room and he's got the a nanny, so he's got his he's got the vacuum and he's holding a kid who's dressed like a quarterback, so it looks like he's sacking the quarterback.
Yeah, that's been a long time since.
Yeah. So if you find
that one
right. That'd be
I'll look for that. That's got to be like a dollar
that's
or two.
That's priceless.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
And all right, what else you got?
Brought some other stuff. Got some old Chicago ephemera stuff this week.
Oh, yes.
I know you're into that.
Yes,
I'll let you
I
look
love
at
this
that
stuff.
While we discuss.
All right, let's see.
All right, and so then
cool.
While you're looking at that, I've got an unopened bottle of Marshall Field's Frango Mint Liqueur.
Look at that, the liqueur.
Never opened, and obviously hard to find, and you can't sell it on eBay because it's liqueur, so it's kind of a nice paperweight.
Wow.
But yeah, and Marshall Field stuff does pretty well. I also have like their old receipt envelope they used to give you back in the day, like in the early 70s. And some music surveys, WJJD, blah blah blah.
Nice.
Yeah,
these are great. These weird brochures.
Yeah, they're kind of like
this
what to
one
do.
Says, "What shall we do?" A summer activities directory for Chicago's Near North and Lincoln Park area, prepared by North Federal Savings, summer 1964.
Mm-hmm.
So you can essentially see what you could do
back in the day.
Let's go to the, and it's just a list of a bunch of YMCAs.
Right, right.
Then you've got the Chicago City Hall tour,
mm-hmm.
Richard J. Daley, mayor. This is awesome. It tells you all about city council, the office of the city clerk, the Chicago flag. Did you know the white background of the Chicago flag is used because white is a composite of all colors, and Chicago is a composite of all nations, Greg?
Okay, got it. I like if you look at the phone number, they do like that Hudson 3 thing.
Six, 8,000.
Right.
That's great. That's
I love when I see stuff like that. And then it's kind of old at that point.
And then look at this. This one is an exhibit manager's Chicago guide, and it's got the Tribune Tower on the front. I don't even know what year this is.
Yeah.
It looks like it's in the 40s or something.
Right. That one's pretty old,
It's dirty enough to think that it's the 40s or 50s. But Look at 1955, and there it is, the Chicago's Tribune Tower staring right at Michigan Avenue in our studio. Wow, yeah, and how about that? That's history for you. Look at that, huh? That's right there. That's 1955. We'll take it.
Yep. I always get a kick out of just seeing how the skyline change in the buildings over the years.
Yeah, love
so
it.
That's,
right. That's my stuff right there. Good job.
Yeah, so that's for this
week. All right. 312-981-7200. Greg Flamm in studio. It is the swap meet. This, of course, where we evaluate your Chicago memorabilia, your collectibles, your junk. That's my 312-981-7200. Okay, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we will start tonight's swap meet. Stay with us. It's a swap meet sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market here on 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman with Greg Flamm. Greg, of course, at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. Here with us every Wednesday night on WGN as we evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk, the stuff you're about to throw away. Before you do it, maybe give us a ring. 312-981-7200. All right, you ready to start? Let's start with Rich tonight. Rich, what do you want to brag about, Rich?
Hey, I've got a post somewhere between 80s.
Uh-oh, we lose you?
With the sunglasses and a corncob pipe, and it says, "I will return."
Oh, McMahon. Jim McMahon poster. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
And so
he's dressed as Douglas. He's dressed as Douglas MacArthur. Oh,
that's the one I'm thinking of, yeah.
That's right.
That's awesome. It's like a door size, right? The size of like a door?
Yeah.
Or something? Yeah.
Yeah.
You have it in good condition?
Yeah, it's wrapped. It's rolled in a storage tube.
It doesn't have the thumbtack holes in the corners like a Kaufman.
Nope.
Kaufman right. Joint
nope.
Would.
I mean, it's looks like they're asking like $80 for it. I'm trying to find any that actually sold.
Oh, don't sell it.
Yeah, but yeah, I can't find
just
any
brag
that
about
sold.
It. That's the best one. That I think the Miami Vice one is the best, but that MacArthur one where he's like, "I'll be back." That's the second best.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, he's got the sunglasses on and a corncob pipe, and it's just that.
I don't think
McMahon
he ever did
look,
come back.
You know?
Yeah, I think he did it, and then it was pretty much
Green
the
Bay.
End of his career. So.
That's it.
Yeah. Rich, thanks for calling, buddy.
All right, no
Thank
problem.
You.
Have a good evening. Yep, bye.
312-981-7200. Let's stay with the sports team. Let's go with Steve. Steve, what do you want to brag about, Steve?
You know, I was really unsure which things to float by. You have a number of sports collectibles,
yeah,
and
right.
I also have a ton of music collectibles. So on the sports collectibles front, I have an autographed team basketball from the first Chicago Bulls championship team. So everybody on that team signed this. I believe it's a Wilson basketball.
Okay. That's a Craig Hodges joint, right? You got Craig Hodges on that basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then I have a number of autographed posters from people that are no longer with us, including Stevie Ray Vaughan, Michael Jackson, and Luther Vandross. And I was just wondering, where would be a good place to check the value of those?
Where do you go
check the
value
of
that?
Yeah, I mean, you could check on eBay, of course. Make sure you click the sold, not what people are asking for them. To be sure. Sometimes you might not find any because it is pretty rare. Like for a Stevie Ray Vaughan signed poster would be pretty rare. That's where you would start. And then you could go to WorthPoint as another app you can use to check prices.
WorthPoint.
Mm-hmm. But that is a paid app. You might find a free version every once in a while. They let it out for free, but there you go.
Okay, and what do you think the value of that basketball might be?
What are we thinking?
Yeah, they're going for about $235, it looks like.
$235.
But if you do sell it, make sure you do an auction because you could get more. All it takes is two people to get in a bidding war over it.
And I do have a certificate of authenticity.
Oh,
I know
nice.
That's pretty important,
okay, there you
too.
Go.
Right?
That helps too, yep.
Steve, do you ever just get the urge to just one time bounce it? Just once? Let me try and bounce this thing. Let me try one three-pointer in the driveway.
No, I have many other basketballs.
There you go.
That one's staying. It's in a lucite case. I'm going to keep it right where it is.
And that's awesome.
Well,
good.
Steve, that's
good
why
job.
You have discipline. You know, if it were me, I'd already be taking that thing out and taking it for a spin.
Right.
So, good job.
Well, don't let me mislead you. The rest of my life can be a train wreck. Just I stay on course on that. So.
All right.
Sounds good. Thanks,
feel
Steve.
Feel better now.
Thanks, guys.
That's Thank good. You.
At least he put it all together for us there. Yep. Jim, what do you want to brag about, Jim?
I was in a competition back when Star Wars Episode 7 came out, Pepsi ran a promotional thing, and I won the contest and got a Star Wars bomber, distressed bomber jacket from Pepsi, still in the box, in the bag with the...
What is that? What is a distressed bomber jacket for Star Wars?
It's not like a brand new, it looks like it's,
you know... Yeah, they make it look old or make it look worn.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like is it, are you a rebel soldier? Are you like Luke? Like, what are you talking about?
No, I was a hairy Chewbacca.
Okay. Okay, there you go.
I won the contest.
Yeah, so it's just kind of like a promotional jacket, a promotional bomber jacket, and they happen to use their distressed one. Yeah,
right. I won the competition for being the hairiest.
Wow. I see. So this is Star Wars 7, so this would be more like a Queen Amidala, like the guy who's supposed to be her security guy, but he's really bad at it.
Right? Yeah, I guess.
That guy. Lost me. Right, I don't know the names of these guys. They just go by the character arc. Yep. The guy who's supposed to be protecting the queen, but he does a bad job of it, so they have to bring in Obi-Wan Kenobi. I figured it out.
There you go.
the jacket was the main thing, but I got a hat, got a promotion, T-shirts, I got a couple posters, but the jacket's the main thing. I've still got it wrapped brand new in the box, never taken it out. It's wrapped in plastic and with a letter of authenticity.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
A Rogue One similar jacket for Rogue One promotional jacket. It won for $400 recently. So if you're going to sell, I think you should start at that auction-wise and see if it will go up.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Don't sell it and just start wearing it every day. And then in casual conversation, when someone goes, "Oh, nice jacket," I kind of got it. It's
you got
a Star
the story
Wars.
Ready. I dressed up like Chewbacca.
I almost did that. I was going to put it on and go to the eclipse.
Yeah, there you go.
Become one with the universe, but we let it go.
There you go.
All right, hey guys, great show, man.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Appreciate it, buddy. All right, let's keep going. 312-981-7200. Doing a swap meet tonight. This is, of course, where we're evaluating your collectibles, your memorabilia. Your junk. I enjoy the Chicago stuff. I'm a big fan of the Chicago stuff, but I'll take some Star Wars stuff once in a while.
Right, it happens.
But I'd be the worst, because I would be the one that would be playing with that stuff. Just like the basketball, I'd take one shot.
Yep.
Just because I like to mess with things.
Yeah, you could say you shot the same ball that, you know.
Craig Hodges hit this three. Watch me hit this three. Mike, what do you want to brag about, Mike?
Yes. I also have four Ernie Banks signed cards.
Wow.
Okay.
1999, 93, 2012.
So what cards are they? Are they from when he was playing?
Yes, to show him in the uniform with the Cubs.
Yeah, he only played for the Cubs.
Autographs. Canadian Club, Baseball Club, they all been authenticated.
Huh. Yeah, that's cool. So if they've been authenticated, you know how much they're worth, right?
Pardon me?
I said they've already been authenticated, you know how much they're worth.
No, I mean the cars have been authenticated, but I didn't get no price on them.
Right, and they're signed as well, you said, right?
Yeah, Timeline, Chicago Professional Baseball Club. Looks like he's about 17 in this photo.
Wow. Yeah, he signed a lot of stuff, first off, but obviously you have the card graded and signed, so that makes a big difference. That could be 175 and up, you know, for that. It'd probably be more is what I'm thinking, but just judging by what's sold here, it's more on the 50 to 175, but I think your card would be a little bit more than that.
There you go. That's pretty good, man, for a baseball card.
Yeah, they're in very, very good condition. There's no bends at them, nothing.
That's great. Yeah, it's good you got them graded.
That's where you beat me. Thank you, buddy. Thanks, Mike. I've got a Tony Gwynn card, but it's folded halfway, and it rained on it, and now it's peeling in the middle.
Yeah.
What's that worth?
It's worth about the same as mine that I used to put in my bicycle spoke, right?
I got a great Ernie Banks story. I don't know if I've ever told you this. I was working at a different radio station, and we wanted to do a big interview with him. It was for some anniversary, and he was in town for it. And it was funny because he was at a hotel down here in the River North area, and he said, "I'll come by, but bring a car." He's like, "Bring a car to pick me up." Well, this is working for public radio. I'm like, we're in a car. Like, I'm like, I guess a cab. We could take a cab over there. But I'm like, so one of the producers had a car, like a Honda, like, you know, whatever, the Honda Civic. like a hatchback. It was a two-door.
Right.
And they're like, you can use my car. And I'm like, all right. So I drove the car over to the Westin or wherever it was. Like this is really like 2002 Honda Civic two-door.
Nice.
And picked up Ernie Banks in the lobby as he had the hat on. And he's like, hey. And I'm like, hey, before you get too excited, it's not my car. It's dirty. It's a Honda Civic. I'm sorry I don't have a town car for you, Hall of Fame, best player of all time. And he was cool with it. And then all he did on the ride, it was such a short ride. It was just from here to Navy Pier. And all he did was give me advice on life. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like the kind of said, it was weird kind of stuff. It was like unsolicited to be like, well, don't go to bed, man. Well, don't go to bed angry. I was like, all right, thanks, Mr. Banks.
Get yourself a nickname and wear a hat with that nickname on it for the last 40 years of your life.
That's awesome.
There you go. And Mr. Woo-Woo's like, thanks, Mr. Banks. Thanks for that.
Yep.
All right. 312-981-7200. 847's got to go. Every time I listen to this program, I think of all the things I've lost over the years.
Yeah.
I had a Tribune compilation of photos from the great 1967 Blizzard.
Oh,
it was produced on a really excellent high-gloss paper stock. Now gone.
I buy those Big Snow supplements that were in the Tribune, or sometimes I can't remember which one, but I buy those every time because they sell consistently for $15. And they have every photo you could want from the early Blizzard. So there's hope that, you know, you can replace that. But if there was something one of a kind or whatever, then that's a different story. But
yeah. I feel like that's the I think there should be a category. If we produce it, put some muscle into this creative muscle, Greg.
Yeah, really.
We would do a segment where we're like, now it's time for the stuff we lost. You know, and we put some music and then we'd have somebody on going, I once had this and I lost it.
I tell everyone, buy two of everything. Like, you buy toys, buy two. Put one away and let them play with the other one. That's
like I have a couple. I haven't even told you yet, but I forgot to bring the daily posters in.
I was listening, yes.
And I moved them, and I still forgot. But there's a couple of those. So you'd be proud in the fact that it's not just one, it's two.
Yeah.
And they're bent on the corners, and they've got tack marks all over them. No. They're folded in six different ways. Yeah,
but last time we couldn't find any online, so it's, you know, over time that stuff just gets thrown away.
Priceless or $1,000. One of the two.
One of the two.
Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker here on The Download. 312-981-7200. We'll do the second half coming up here.
It's time for Swap Meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Or it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flamm.
Here I am.
That's right. 312-981-7200. It's the Swap Meet, of course, where we evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, your Chicago iconic material, your junk, before you throw it away. 312-981-7200. All right. This segment, of course, sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market, and we are ready for the second half. People are lined up, so let's get to it. Start with Steve. Steve, what do you want to brag about, Steve?
Well, not necessarily brag. I just wanted an evaluation. I got one copy I'm going to keep. It's already been played. But I have another copy still in the cellophane of Animal Stories Volume 1.
Wow.
Lou Jack and Little Snot-Nosed Tommy used to host. And I've looked on eBay, and they start the bidding at like $30. I don't think it's worth anything like that.
Yeah, the sealed one, you're probably in the $20-$25 range for the sealed one. You know, sad to say, when Mr. Lujak passed, that was the height. You know, that was about $25 for opened, you know, versions of the record. But now they've gone down to about $8 for open, and you probably get $25 for the sealed one.
Okay, just out of curiosity.
And there were three, if I recall right, there were like three volumes, so just, I don't know which one you have, but it doesn't really
just
matter.
Just the first one, the red cover.
Yeah, I think they're all about
That's
the same.
That's a good Chicago icon right there. Thanks, Steve.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Does that stuff play outside of Chicago? I mean, does animal stories, do people have an affinity for it just for the collectible of it?
Yeah, what I found with Chicago stuff is, you know, it's because people move from here, they want, you know, something to remind them of the city. So it's, I tend to sell more of my Chicago stuff out of the state, South Dakota or, you know, Idaho. I mean, Wyoming, it's just all over the place. It's pretty rare that I actually sell something within the state from Chicago.
Really?
Yeah. So
there you go.
I don't know.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Jerry from Aurora, he says, I think I lost or I found could be a very interesting weekly segment. So the idea of, you know what I found? We do. Never have I ever. It's
right.
The same kind of, you know what I found?
You know what I lost? Yep.
You know what I lost?
Yep.
Right off the bat.
Right.
That's good. Jerry, we'll try that one night. That's funny. You know what I lost?
Well,
hey, how you doing? It's Justin.
It
you know what
good.
I lost?
And it has to be how they lost. Like if they played with the sign Mickey Mantle ball, and it got all scraped up from bouncing down the street.
Oh, I feel like I'd have a million things that I've lost. All right, let's go to Mike. Mike, what do you want to brag about? Mike?
Yeah, I got some California raisins, 9 total.
Okay. Are they like the 1-inch high figures or what? Because they make so many.
They're about 2 inches. The tallest make me 2.5, 3 inches.
Yeah.
Two are horns, two with microphones, one with a violin playing like a bass.
Yeah, if you're going to do a garage sale with those, they're about $1 a piece. What I'm finding are huge lots. Like one lot was 180 figures for $120. So that's less than $1 a piece.
What do you mean 180 figures? There's 180 California
Yeah, they
raisins?
Made all different poses, one with a microphone, one behind a drum set. I started collecting that, and I finally had to give up because I was finding out that there were literally probably 100
Mike,
different.
Mike, did you collect these like back in the 80s?
No, I just pick them up at the resale shops.
I guess my question is, I mean, I know they had the weird Heard It Through the Grapevine song, but was there that much of a clamoring for
they
raisins?
Anything you could think of. They had the record. They had posters.
I know, but
figures,
so did the guy that did Kingdom Time.
right.
Like what I'm saying is I don't understand why that stuff at all is collectible. Right?
Yeah.
You're telling me it's going to be, I mean, I guess you're telling us that it's not. It's under $1.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where, in this case, the California raisins aren't worth that much, but there are other collectibles that they made a ton of stuff that are definitely better to collect, is what I'm saying.
Was that the only song they did? Was that Heard It Through the Grapevine?
Well,
I don't remember.
They
did
a lot of the R&B Motown stuff is what they did. It wasn't just that one song. I had the album with the poster.
Sure you did.
At the flea market and... I think I got $8 for
it. There you go. All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right.
Thanks.
Have a good night.
Yeah, thank you.
It's so true. Like, I just I just love the idea that it was somebody's idea in Hollywood. You know what I think is going to really capture the hearts of America?
Mm-hmm.
The California Raisins doing the Motown collection.
Yeah. Let's animate it. Let's take this in here.
Right? Is this the can you tell what's the Raisins version? No. Were they even singing different? Was it like session musicians?
It was like higher celebrity type session musicians where celebrities actually played on the record. I'll try to look that up.
I should ask Leland Sklar about it. See if he played on the the Raisins record. 312-981-7200. All right, we got some good stuff. Greg, a couple weeks ago I asked about the Rankin Bass animated Christmas statues. Where would be the best place to try and sell those? Carol. I don't know. I mean, I'm not Greg, but I'll speak for Greg that says I don't know if there's a specific spot you can go to take that kind of Hallmark stuff, right? That's essentially a day that's what it is, right? It's like a Hallmark kind
And it's a throwback with the Christmas TV shows, you know, that did that. Right now would be the best time to list that online because we're going into Christmas season, and that's where you want to be. Is when you're probably going to get the most between now and January. That stuff really dies down after January.
Wow. 815 says, I have a Dan Hampton football card.
Yeah.
Okay. Are football cards without them being signed worth anything? Because I feel like just cards in general, do they do anything? Because you always hear about like, oh, I've got Mickey Mantle card. But if they're not signed and like,
yeah, you want the whole set, really, to even try to get a decent value, unless they signed it. And then there's certain years. Obviously, you know, baseball does better than football for the most part. And baseball even has its bad years. You know,
I feel like I had that Hampton card. I feel like I had all those guys. That was like when you were collecting Tops. And Tops did football, I believe, too.
Yeah, they did. And what I collect are the McDonald's cards they did. They were more square instead of just a regular trading card size. And they had all the stats, you know, and Super Bowl year, of course.
I feel like with the Cubs World Series, was there a bunch of promotional stuff from McDonald's and company? Did they do the same thing?
Yeah, I don't know if
I feel like that's
fast
like
food got involved in it.
That's something from the past. Like if the Bears were good, if Cutler and the Bears were good for like 2 years, would Cutler be like, go get a Big Mac? No, I feel like they wouldn't do that. Like it's almost like that's an old kind of way of
and
doing
Jordan with his burger, yeah. McDonald's burger that he
or
had.
It was Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose didn't get a
The only thing I remember is the cereal boxes with Rizzo and, you know, but I don't remember fast food.
Yeah, you'd think that Rizzo and Bryant would be perfect guys for a McDonald's commercial, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it feels like that's a no-brainer.
Yeah,
like
I don't recall that.
The guys who do McDonald's would be like, what? I was listening to this show.
Couldn't seal the deal on that.
And I was like, they came up with this brilliant out-of-the-box idea. What if we put Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo in a McDonald's commercial?
Well, the first question you have to ask them if you ever interview them is, what is your, like, signature burger? Like, what condiment do you put? And then have McDonald's, try to do that burger, right?
I'm not doing their job for them.
Right.
They get paid by the hour, those advertisers.
Right.
What about, like, the in-game promotions? You know, like, every game, it's like they're giving away Beanie Babies or something like that. Because I find it interesting because we share season tickets. Mm-hmm. And, like, this one guy is like, I'll take Monday, 120, April 14th. I'm like, why is he picking this?
Like,
he's going for the specific giveaways.
Right.
Do those end up being worth
yeah,
anything?
Yeah, some do. Same thing with Hawks, like the rally towels, when they give those out, those end up being worth something. But it's usually bobbleheads are the ones, people want to be on the bobblehead night because they're...
Are the bobbleheads worth
something? Yeah, I know I sold a Konurko one recently for about $35, $40. So.
Does it have a goatee? It does.
Yeah, it's got the goatee.
I love the one. What was it a couple of years ago? Like maybe 10, 12 years ago, that they had the ones they were doing for McDonald's, and it was an Urlacher, but they got recalled because it was lead based. Like it was like one of those, like, you remember that, like 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah,
Urlacher. They had one for Urlacher, and I remember it was huge fervor because of the way it was made was one that you're like, you don't want to be licking that thing.
right.
Anyhow,
I don't recall. Man. I mean,
anyway. All right, let's keep going here. 815 says, I've got this Buddy L truck. Curious what it's worth. It's probably from the late 70s, early 80s. A little toy truck.
Mm-hmm.
Dump truck.
Yeah, Buddy L is definitely collectible. They made so many different trucks and cars and even space shuttles, stuff like that they would make. If they're in use condition, they're like $15 and up. If you have it in the box still, then great, even more. I saw the picture of what they sent in, and I'd probably put that at about $25, $30 auction. You know, still could get more, but
interesting.
That's what I would start that at.
773 says, I have a deluxe Zero Megazord from Power Rangers, Zio, box, but used.
Yeah, if it's still in the box, that's going to be a few hundred dollars easily.
I mean,
yeah, that Megazord, the whole Transformer stuff, early stuff, can be $1,000, $2,000 for that stuff, especially in the box. I mean, to give you an idea, I sold a foot of a Transformer for $56. I found it in a quarter shoebox at a garage sale.
Like the old Transformer toys?
Yeah, and it was the die-cast instead of the plastic. And I recognized it as like a Transformer toy, but it was just the foot of it. And for a quarter, I threw it in my bag, and I ended up selling that thing for $56.
I've got you know what? We're in the money. Because I feel like that would be the collection of anything that's been left behind at my parents' house in a bin is all broken toys.
Yeah, do not throw that out. Bring it here.
All right.
We'll have an episode of sorting
this
out.
This would be our Geraldo Rivera moment. What's in Justin's
the vault.
Bin? Yeah, the vault. All right, let's go to Lulu. Lulu, what you want to brag about, Lulu?
Well, I was the one that texted in about the Blizzard thing I lost.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay.
But I'm sitting here thinking, and I know I have them. I just don't know where. But it's fast food memorabilia. The prizes that are not the kids' toys,
right? Premiums, yes,
right.
Yep.
Yeah, I have a set of the Jetsons in their cars, and it's the whole family and the dog Astro. And many, many years ago, I got them. I didn't get them appraised, but it was a show, kind of like what you guys are doing. They said they were worth like $5 a piece.
That's probably about right. Can you tell me again which chain you got it from? Do you remember?
McDonald's.
Wendy's. Okay, Wendy's.
What do you order off of Wendy's menu? You going with a Frosty?
Oh, I used to be a manager for them, and I also called in a million years ago about I have a Where's the Beef game.
Oh, wow. Oh yes, I remember that. That's great.
I'm a Wendy's guy, too. I managed for 2 years at Wendy's, and I just sold a Where's the Beef puzzle for about $15. But, yeah, you're right, though. They're about $5. Even the McDonald's ones, you're lucky to get five. If they're even sealed, you're lucky to get five for them.
Well, you know, I just like them. I'm not going to sell them.
Yeah,
I just have to find them.
Wasn't it a made to order kind of thing? Wasn't that your big thing in the 80s and 90s? Like you guys were made to, like you make it fresh. Everyone else was that bogus?
Yeah,
they made it fresh back when.
Was it bogus or is that real?
That was real.
No,
you
that
could
was
tell
real.
Us. You could tell us, guys. You don't have to be all party line now.
No. It was, and there was really kind of a hot and juicy campaign that I got ribbed about all the time. So, because I was a manager in the 80s, so that's quite a few years ago, but crazy.
Yeah, same here. I was about mid-late 80s, and
I
worked the big three, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, management in each one, and Wendy's made it fresh. Burger King, for the most part, made it fresh, but McDonald's back in the day would have those bins.
Did you guys, as managers, do you have a different outfit? Do you get the tie?
Well, tie or a white shirt where everyone else had the bad polyester uniform.
More comfort.
And those are worth money if you find the old polyester uniforms.
Oh, nice.
Anyway.
Yeah, when I started as a trainee, they made us wear these god-awful shirts and things for our hair. Yep. And as soon as they added the management, the whole region, switched the managers into shirts. Sweaters, stuff like that.
Right.
She were definitely different.
Right. So we know who to complain to.
Yeah, right.
There's other stuff that I have there. They had like fur balls. I can't even think of the other stuff. You guys have got me crazy now.
All right.
40 boxes of stuff in the storage bin.
Well, be ready for next week, Lulu. You ready?
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
She's like me. I feel the same way. Every time I look at the bins in my garage, I'm like, I got to go through that for swap meet.
Yeah. It's...
All right. 312-981-7200. Let's keep going. 815 says, I bought a T-shirt in Denver, Colorado, July 1991. A Colorado Rockies entry. It was when they were just joining the MLB. Never worn. Worth anything.
It sure is if it was never worn. It all depends on the graphic. I'd have to see a picture. If it just says Colorado Rockies, just whatever the regular logo, but if it has other players on it or it does say like inaugural season, that would definitely raise it.
If it's got a Walt Weiss on it or maybe he was an A's, he's the coach there, but it had a Larry Walker on it.
Walker, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, that's the only name I can remember from the.
An Andres Galarraga, he was on that original.
There you go. Yeah.
815 says from the Kokomo Glass Company, a 40 year old plate.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of it. It's orange.
And for some reason, I couldn't find any Kokomo plates, but yeah.
Like Kokomo, like the song? Down in Kokomo, Aruba, Jamaica. four Ronald McDonald dinner plates from the late 70s, early 80s. Any value?
Yeah, those are 35 to 60 for like a lot of six of them. And as we discussed during the break, the old McDonald's styrofoam containers that held like the six-piece nugget or a Big Mac, the styrofoam containers, are worth more than that. They're like $80. $80 for about a lot of 10 of them. But you get $80.
You'd have to find that stuff wholesale because if it's used, that's gross.
And I did find a sleeve of cups from McDonald's from back in the late 70s and sold it for $100. A sleeve of unused cups, but it had the old logo for back then.
I love the value system
this. Just people collect that stuff,
All right, Joy sent a picture of a 70s lamp. It's like a mid-modern kind of...
Oh, yeah, eyeball lamp?
Eyeball lamp.
Yeah, they're called eyeball lamps. They made them, on a stand where it could just be one that kind of protrudes from the back of, like, a recliner system. The one that they sent is kind of a stand with three of them on there, and that one goes for... anywhere from $50 to $250, depending on condition of it.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
But that's mid-century modern stuff, and that's very hot
right
now.
Yeah, that gets it done. That's good. 224 says, I have a baseball mitt signed by Walter Payton.
Baseball?
What?
All right.
Does that ever work, like the anomaly segment stuff, where you're like, hey, I have a football signed by Ryan
Sandberg?
What
was the
other
one we had that was kind of like that, where it's mixed sports?
Yeah.
No, that could be a whole once a month, you know, segment we could do.
Let's get Janet on the line. Janet, what do you want to brag about, Janet?
Hi. I would never, ever, ever sell this. It means a lot to me because it was given to my husband by Dennis Savard.
Oh, okay.
And it's a hanging of Dennis Savard, like a picture of Dennis Savard. The type of thing that hangs at the United Center. It's really big. I mean, it would only be like hung up like on a wall in a restaurant or something. But
is it like his number?
And I think there was only a couple of them that were available. And he gave one to my husband. My husband passed away 9 years ago, but Dennis meant a lot to my husband. My husband was his driver, actually.
Oh, that's right. So, okay, well, that's great. That's an awesome brag, Janet. That's cool. That's cool to have that. That's something that is not shared by a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's one or two of a kind, so it's pretty rare.
Right.
Obviously, it's probably not anything you want to sell. But if you do, you know, you're probably in the $400 or $500 range to start and, you know, do an auction from there.
There you go.
Yeah, no, I never would. My husband would roll in his grave, and I would never do that to my kids or my son-in-law. It'll go to them.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Good plan. Okay. Thanks, Janet.
Thanks for calling.
All right, good stuff. I like that one. Our 1987 tollway map signed by Walter Payton.
Nice.
We should just do a segment on what did Walter Payton sign.
Right. Payton's signature, yeah.
That must be like, I've got something in the car. Walter Payton's in the Jewel.
Yeah.
I've got to get him to sign this. What do we have? What do we have? I got this tollway map. Yeah, it's fine.
I got a funny story. I met Bono one time, and a guy walked up in the group of people, and he was signing stuff. And a guy walked up and had nothing to sign. He actually picked up off the ground a Little Debbie's Nutty Butter, like, box and handed it to Bono to sign. And he looked at it, and then he signed it and gave it back to him. Like, cool.
It's so funny, like the just what we do when a celebrity's around trying to get
Right. How many times you hear the napkin story?
Yeah,
you know,
sign
the napkin.
Right.
So.
Sign this napkin.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So that's good. I mean, I think that's gonna shut it off because we're right at the time where we gotta close it down. So I apologize. There's probably about 5-6 more that I haven't gotten to tonight. We'll get to it next time. We're off next week, but we'll return after Labor Day. Greg Flamm at DuPage, Facebook and Twitter. You can find him there. Greg, always a pleasure. Great job tonight.
Awesome. Thanks.